to the Ignite Your Truth podcast with your host and divine guide, me, Christy Hayden, here to help you shed the shit that no longer serves you in order to co-create a life beyond your wildest dreams. So today we're going to talk about the lies we tell ourselves. Woo! Deep, but soul shifting if you allow yourself to listen and dive all in. Many of us are walking around every day in fear in some aspect, in some divine facet of our being, whether it's fear of the unknown, fear of success, fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of dying, whatever it may be for you in some facet of your world, fear of being seen, heard, you feel fear. And the fear is a way, if you allow it, if you allow yourself to bite into it, to the story that comes with that fear. And I often call this the lies from the lizard, which is our reptilian part of our brain. It's the ego. And our ego is not the enemy, even though it can feel like he is sabotaging you. Right? In so many ways. He is not the enemy. He's not enemy number one. He is here with you, and he'll meet you on every level of your being, no matter where you are. And you may have discovered that already. But he is here to keep you safe. He is your divine defense mechanism. So if you were to put your hand over a hot stove, the synapses that go run through your body, the neurological things that happen that let you know that the pain receptors in your fingers, the nerve endings, are to notify, to ignite you, to move your hand, to get out of danger. So he's here to keep you safe. But what happens is we often make things mean things. When we're feeling fear, when we're hearing that loud voice, so we stop, we hide, we decide it's not the space and place, that it's not here for us. We make it mean things like, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve love, happiness because XYZ, I'll start tomorrow, I don't have time, I'll do it when I'm ready. When I have this amount, I'll be ready. This isn't that bad. It's not worth worrying about. It's not my fault. I had no other choice. We make it mean things about us. One of the most common things, for example, is we step on the scale, and because of all the divine knowing and things that we've been told throughout the course of our years, whether it's through mom and dad, grandma, and grandfather, like whether it was through your brother, your sister, whether it was through your teacher, your health coach, whether it was through the Weight Watchers meetings that you possibly go to, you are taught that that number defines part of who you are. So you step on the scale, and many of us fear the scale. How many of you? Me included, right? There was a time in my life where I would fear the scale, because I was making that number mean a whole bunch about who I was, what it meant. So if that number wasn't the number that I imagined in my brain, that would be the perfect number for my body that I've been told by the doctors and blah, 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 I would make it mean that I was too fluffy, that I was out of shape, that I was unhealthy, that I wasn't worthy, that I wasn't enough, that I wasn't lovable, that I wasn't able to be seen and heard, that I wouldn't be taken seriously, that I would be ridiculed, that I would face judgment, that I'd be labeled. Instead of letting the outside world label me, because you can't control what other people say, do, and think, I was labeling myself. I was finding a way to cope, but to keep myself in the sandbox that I never belonged in. I was biting into these lies because I had already decided in a time before, decades ago, when I was little, that the number on that scale meant these things. And the moment that I realized that it was happening, I asked myself, is it true? And of course, I could come up with all the reasons. I could be in the victim mode of everything is happening to me. It's not my fault. That cupcake just bounced off the counter into my mouth. Like, I could make it mean all these things, my hormones. I could do the excuse route for everything. Or I could be honest with me, which is the scary, vulnerable part of, like, it's okay. The weight, that scale, it doesn't mean anything other than this is what is right now. And muscle weighs more than fat. And that's a truth. And I know it scientifically, as many of you. I would take responsibility for myself, my actions. Because no matter what led to here, here is perfect. Here is more than enough. Here is just where I begin. Here is where I choose again. So taking ownership for my life, forgiving myself for letting that number define me, whether I was able to eat more or less, whether I was able to do this or that, for letting it keep me from what my soul really sought. For example, how many of you have this beautiful dress, this outfit, this jacket, these shoes possibly? You have this bikini that you've been waiting to wear, you've been dying, right? To allow yourself to put on, to show up just because you love it, because it makes you feel good, because it excites you. But because of that number on the scale, because Cellulite Sally may have came to visit you, because those chocolate bonbons may have landed in a way that you didn't want them to, because we fear the judgment, because we fear a label, because we worry about what other people might say or think, you decide, instead of the lovely, magical two-piece that excites you at the core of who you are, so you're going to wear a black onesuit. You're going to wear this one piece that's black, because black makes you look thinner. That's the lie we've been told. So you wear it. And because it won't draw attention to you, because then you feel safer. So instead of saying yes to what really ignites you, to what really excites you, to what makes you curious, to what brings you joy and bliss, to makes you happy, we often check out, and it's okay. We all do this, and every day at some part of our day, we have this moment where we do this, or we let fear being knocked off our beautiful internal pedestal of unfulfillable inner peace, our alignment. And of course, you bounce back faster, and of course, you get to choose again, and of course, every second of every day is another opportunity for you to decide, for you to choose, for you to be all in on what really excites you, what really ignites your core, what really gives you purpose, gives you fire, passion in your soul. So instead of doing the thing that your soul craves, instead of doing the thing that you know is true for you, because you do know, sometimes it may feel like the wobbliest of spaces, you know. And it's a repeating voice, whether it's a gentle little nudge, a whisper, and oftentimes it starts there with the whisper, it's on loop mode for your whole life. Because it is you, who you are, who you came here to be. It is your truth. And of course it gets to be elevated, and of course it gets to be amplified, and of course it gets to be all that it is now and more. But if you're constantly covering it up, if you're constantly putting it back in the closet, if you're constantly deciding to hide it, to hide you, Out of fear? Whether it's fear of failure, fear of success that you're saying, whether it's fear of rejection, whether it's fear of being seen, whether it's fear of being labeled, whether it's fear of what other people might say, think, or do, whether it's fear of dying. These are all reasonable fears that we all have at some point in different facets and repeating facets of our divine life. But ask yourself this, is it true? And how would it feel if you were in this same space next year? Immediately notice the reaction within your body. Is it positive and you're like, yes, okay, that's fine? Is it neutral that you're just calm, like, okay, yeah, no big deal? Or, and my hunch, is it debilitating? Does it feel like sadness? A wave of sadness overcomes you. Does it feel like there's no way I can't, I couldn't, I don't wanna? You feel this wave within you crashing across the stone of your soul. And you just know that that is not the choice. That is not the route that we desire to take in our world. So these lies that we tell ourselves are just stories. They're stories that we come up with, that we play in what I call the projector of our life. So in your unconscious mind, oftentimes you're going to find this beautiful room that's a projector, that has a projector and a screen, and you're the chooser of what reel, of what movie is going to be played in there. And by choosing the story that you're focusing on, you're calling more of that energy vibration of that into your environment. So if you're focused on the not having this, not having enough money, not having enough, and you feel in the blank, and you're choosing to play out this fear of, I can't wear that because, oh my God, somebody. So you're choosing to play out this fear of, I can't spend that, I can't do that, I can't go there until I have this amount, or until I do this, or until I make it to this level. And you're constantly waiting for ready. And you're playing this out in your mind, and you're just seeing you on repeat. You're putting this reel, right, the film, in that projector, and you're projecting it onto the screen. Then what you're doing is you're letting that narrate your world. Because the truth is, as much as I love to use metaphors as when I speak and all the things, the way that you perceive the world and interpret your life in all facets is the deciding factor on who, on where, on how, on when you get there. So each memory, each moment is a frame in your reel. The events of your life are plot points that make up your story. So when something happens, when it feels like shit has hit the fan, do you make it mean something about you? Is it a defining moment? Or are you like, okay, you know what? Everything is fine. You do a little giggle. You're like, I've got this. I'll find another way. And you color outside the lines of divine possibility. So, for example, many of us have a trash or disposable waste company that comes once a week to pick up our toter, right? Our garbage dispenser. And let's say he comes on a Thursday. Thursday comes and the guys pick up everybody else's garbage bin, but they forgot yours. And you notice they forgot yours. Yours is still full. Everybody else's looks pretty empty. In that moment, are you feeling with rage? Are you feeling frustrated? Are you feeling anxious? Are you stomping your feet? Are you ready to call and give them a piece of your mind? Are you making it mean something about you and your day? Now my week is ruined. Like, now I gotta figure this out. That's just one more thing I gotta do. Like, blah, 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 blah. Or are you like me because this happened last week. Are you like, okay, that's fine. I'll find out. I'll figure out another way. Because everything is always and always figure outable. So I'll find a place and a space and a way to compound, to collapse the space-time continuum and deal with this. Because it's not that big of a deal. And it's not a deciding factor. So I wobble my little trash bin back around. And I end up finding a solution. Of course I do. And I realize that that moment doesn't mean anything about me. About being unlucky. About not being enough. About being overlooked or underlooked. About not being seen. I didn't make it mean anything about how my week would go, how my day would be. I just knew that it is what it is. And for whatever reason outside of me, that this happened. And that calm divine space, when you take a deep breath, hand over your heart, back into the seat of your soul, it will always and always remind you of who you are, that this isn't that big of a deal, that everything is always and always figure outable for you, that it's always working out for you, that it's always happening for you, not to you. And when you exhale, you remind yourself in those moments who you are and who you came here to be. And you let that fire, that passion, ignite your bones. So for me, wasn't that big of a deal. But for others, because I brought this to my beautiful mastermind and they really enjoyed the divine analogy, metaphor, because what if, while you were making it mean something about you, what if you chose option B, which is, oh my God, my day is ruined. Now I've got to figure this out. Now where am I going to stick all my trash for the week? Oh my God, the bugs, the animals, blah, blah, blah. Oh, what am I going to do? And you overwhelm and you let it wreck your nervous system, which we commonly do, many of us, in different facets of our life throughout the day. Because remember, there are a lot of things that are being flown at you, being unveiled for you in a day, and different facets of our being that can knock you off the space, that place of unfluffable inner peace within you. So you're frustrated, you're stomping your feet, you're upset, why did they forget you and not everybody else? And internally, you're tying it, whether you know or don't know, right? To the story of not enough, of not ever feeling seen or heard, of being left out, right? You may be tying it to the story of there's never enough. I've always got to figure it all out. It's always on me. So you're feeling that frustration from all those memories, those little reels, right? Those frames in your reel. And you're making it mean a whole bunch about what gets to be for you, because now I gotta be on the phone for an hour, now I gotta do this, and now I gotta do that, and now they've taken me away, even further away from what I desire to be, when in reality, that little moment actually had no definition, and it doesn't get to define you, and it has no power over you, and it's okay, because there is no story, there is no real lie. There is no impacting doom like many of us like to believe. When things happen and they fall, shit hits the fan. Many of us make those obstacles mean something about us. We called that in. That's our fault. It happened to me. Getting into that victim mode is super easy for many of us. And then we feel helpless, defenseless. We feel frustrated. We feel sad. We feel invisible. We feel unheard. We feel all these feelings, and we connect it to a story of a time when we didn't feel enough, when we didn't feel worthy, when we didn't feel seen, when we didn't feel valued, when we didn't feel heard, when we didn't feel the thing that we desired to feel, when we didn't have the things that we desired to have, when we weren't being the thing that we desired to be. And we get ourselves feeling like we're stuck in a certain scene that continues to loop, to play over and over in our mind's eye, which becomes the focus, the focal point, and then we're projecting it on this big screen of our mind, and we call in more of that. We call in more of these scenarios because the universe doesn't speak English. The universe speaks vibration. So like attracts like, and therefore, what you're allowing yourself to focus on, what you're allowing yourself to water in your garden is exactly what's going to grow. If you say you desire roses, you plant the roses and you never water them, and you don't live in rainy climates, then of course it's never going to grow. It's still there. It's dormant. It's ready for you. Neutral energy like money. It's there. It's ready. It's being printed every single second of every day. It does grow on trees. It's paper. But until you're willing to allow yourself to believe it to be, until you're willing to allow yourself to water that belief, of course it's not going to grow. Not in the way, not the rate, not at the space and place that you desire it to. And it's okay if up until now you've been allowing the lies from the lizard, the fear of, to keep you from turning your volume all the way up, to keep you from being fully seen, to keep you from playing all the way in the deep end, leaping off the diving board, knowing the water is going to catch you, that you are going to be fine because you know how to swim, your body is made of water, that you're going to float. You're not sinking, you are floating. The worst case scenario is that you float your way out of there. There's no anchor tied to your ankle. There is no sinking. So you allow yourself to just see, everything is always working out for me, that if I leap off this diving board, that I'm not going to sink, that I'm not going to the bottom, I'm not going to stay there. I'm not going to run out of air because there's limitless supply. And you take a deep breath, hand over your heart, and you believe and you remember who you are, what you came here for, and you remember what it is that you desire to be, and you remember that it's always and always happening for you. Always, even better than you ever dreamed it could have been. And you step off, you leap, you jump. And you just know, because that little voice inside of you, that little nudge, that little feeling, that it's going to be okay. And so you jump off this diving board into the pool. And what you discover is that while you go down to the bottom, you may even touch it, that you come back up for air, that you rise faster. The more momentum that you allow yourself to use as you're leaping, because you set the tone and the pace. So you're rising faster. You're allowing yourself to refuel your lungs. You're not in a state of panic. You realize that it's all okay. You realize that you can float. Or, from this moment, you can swim. That you can move, that you can expedite, elevate, that you can refocus, you can reset the goal, you can replot the point. So sometimes we may feel like we're stuck in certain scenarios, in certain situations, that we're helpless, that we're hopeless, that everything is defining us, that it's happening to us. Because the lies from the lizard and the stories that we create are being projected on the movie screen of our life. Because it's what we've been focusing on. And it can make us feel like we don't have the power to choose again. Like we don't have a choice. Like we don't have a voice. That we can't change directions. And while we may not have control, because control is a big word for many of us, control is a thing that we like to have because we like to know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, where it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. We like to know things. And when you can get to the space and place where you're allowing yourself to realize there is no control. What? Outside of you, There is no control outside of your mind, what you're allowing yourself to focus on, your internal being. There is no control. And I hope I'm not sending you into overwhelm. I hope that this is a gentle divine nudge as I desire it to be. That you don't have control over anything outside of you. And it's a really, really true thing. Because you can walk outside tomorrow and get hit by a bus. We're not calling that in. We're not wishing that upon anybody. But the truth be known, you don't know what each second of each day holds. There is no control. And you can try to hold on to painting the scenario and how it has to be and the way it gets to be. And I know for many of us, we try that and it doesn't work out the way we desire it to. We get frustrated. It leaves us feeling passionless. It leaves us feel like we're in the to-do cycle. Like do, 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 do. And there's no time to breathe. And what happens is we get so focused on the outcome, on the expectation, on the how it must happen, on the control of it all, and the way we must be seen, and the how we must be heard, and the when it must all go down, and who's allowed to be there, and who's allowed to be in here, and blah, 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 that we lose sight of who we are, of the whole point of what we're doing it for. And we tell ourselves these stories, and we do this thing with control, because we're afraid. Yep, using the word. We fear the unknown. We fear looking like an imposter. We fear that we may sound funny. We fear that other people might judge us. We fear that we might fail. We fear that it won't be good enough. We fear that we might look this way. We might have food in our teeth. We fear that. And allow yourself to go there. And it's okay. We all have fears. We all have worries. We all have wonders. We all have moments where we try to control the scenarios. The hows, the whens, the wheres, the whys. And yes, you get to have structure. And yes, you get to have foundation in your life. And yes, you get to have your own divine to-do list. But if your to-do list is the deciding factor for your life, if you're constantly in the to-do and never allowing yourself to be, to feel, to enjoy, and I love the word enjoy because I split it into two, being in joy, in the pursuit of your bliss, of your internal knowing, of what excites and ignites the soul, of what really takes you to a place of feeling like, I'm possible. I'm so ready. I'm already more than enough. I can do this. I know this is happening. I know. And allowing yourself to bask in that divine wisdom and that divine energy and that, woo, fire. Then what are we doing it for? And many of us don't even like control. We say we like it. We say we like it because it keeps us safe. Keeps us safe. Keeps us in the sandbox that we already know. For example, I love 9 to 5s. I believe that there is a passion and a divine space for everyone. I believe there are some people who love 9 to 5s who that is their thing. That's their core thing. They are meant to do the thing. They are going to continue to elevate. They're meant to be the CEO of that company, the boss, right? But for many of us, especially if you're listening to me, you don't desire to be in a 9 to 5. You may find yourself in the morning feeling like you have to do this. You gotta be there. And why? Because throughout our journey, many of us were taught all the way through school that in order to be successful, in order to have money, in order to do the things that you desire to do, the vacations, the life, the experiences, in order to be a full functioning adult, in order to be a success in society and a divine participator of it, you've got to work your way up. You've got to earn your keep. First, you must finish high school, and then you must get a college degree, and then you must go ahead and get this position, and then you must work your way up from A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and so on. So we've all been taught that it's divine weighing of how it must be in order to be the thing that we desire, which is Z, success, abundance, love, freedom, joy, bliss, passion, purpose, a responsible, contributional, give me backy adult, and fill in with all the words that you've desired and that you've been told. So we bite into this notion, I did for sure, that you must first do this, this, and this in order to get here. You must have this, this, and this in order to be ready. You must blah, 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 blah. So I worked my way up. In the beginning of my world, I went to school. I did the things. I got the degrees. I did the certifications. I blah, 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 blah. Checking all the boxes. Getting me closer to where I thought. To where I desired to be. But what I realized is that I was experiencing full-on burnout. That I could never really mold myself into the ice cube tray. Into the person that they desired corporate America me to be. Because I was always overgiving. I was always doing more. I was always getting ideas. I was always coloring outside the lines. I was always finding a more efficient way of being. Whether it was for me, the company, the clients, the patients, at that point, I was doing what was best or felt best. And while policies are nice, how many of you are letting the rules dictate your or define who you can be? Well, the rules say this. Well, you can't only do here. Well, you can only go this far. Well, blah, 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 blah. Right? And for me, that was problematic because I am not here to fit a mold. I've known that since I was a little girl. Right? Have I tried to make myself? Yep. Have I tried to force myself into situations, into spaces? Because I desired to sit at that table. Because I wanted to be loved. Because I wanted to be liked. Because I wanted to be in that zone. I wanted to be the cool kid. I wanted to be successful. I wanted to be seen, heard. So I would do all the things to try and fit in this mold to be the good girl. To earn the gold star. And what I would discover, I didn't give a fluff about the gold star or sitting at a table, that I wasn't ever here to do it their way, that I was here to pave my own way, that I was here to elevate the world, that I was here to show other people what's possible by just allowing myself to be me. And I know I've told this story before, but I've always been the kid who's grabbed the coloring books, who's noticed that the character, the main star of that show, was there, like Minnie Mouse. And then there was no scenery. There was no real vision. Minnie wasn't doing anything but standing there. And while I loved to color, I'd color Minnie. And then I would draw the sunshine, the rainbows, the moon. I would draw the flowers, the tree, the bees. The birds. I would draw and color outside the lines because that was not a complete and okay vision for me. I always desire more. I always envision. I always see more. I always crave more. And it's a thing that you always and always will be and doing. And I realized I'm different because I looked at other kids' papers and nobody else was drawing outside the lines. Nobody else was coloring. Nobody else was creating more work, so they called it. And what I realized is that I am whole and complete as I am, perfectly imperfect, the way to be, like all of you. What I realized is that I was different. What I realized is that I had a gift. And it took a while, and it's still forever me embracing, learning. We're all on this divine climb to who we're becoming. But I'm realizing that it's okay to be me. And that you don't have to anything. Of course, you know that you're going to shower daily. Of course, you know you're going to eat. Of course, you know you're going to be able to pay your bills. And being able to do that is gratitude in all the ways. Because there was a time in my life where that wasn't even a thing that was possible. So these lies that we tell ourselves often feel super duper real. Like you have to work your way from A to B to C to D to E to blah, 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 blah. And they feel super. When you think about you have to work your way up. You have to start at the volunteer level. The non-paid level. You've got to get experience. You got to gain momentum. You got to get this and do that and do that. Do the grunt work first. And you think about that. How many of you, like me, you feel discouraged. You feel like, okay, I can do this. Okay, I can do that. Okay, I'll put in the time. Okay, I can, you know, make my way. Okay, I'll do this way because I desire this outcome. And you do the work and you put in the energy and you put in the time to realize you're not getting there the way that you desire to realize it's taking longer, to realize that you just want to be there now. Is that you? Because it's taken years to become. Because it's taken what feels like a whole bunch of time. A whole bunch of energy. A whole bunch of you. And you still feel like you're at level 2? And I want to like go ahead and share with you that that is beautiful. That is perfect. That is amazing. That there is nothing wrong with you. That you're not broken. And bent is not broken. It's my favorite thing that I say. One of them. But I will tell you that everything in your life that has happened to this point was meant to happen. And the way that it happened, because it's made you who you are. And it's led you to right here and right now. And if you're listening to this soul shifting pivotal moment where you get to choose again. So while I was in corporate America, working my way up, doing everything that I could possibly do, putting in 18 hours a day if I could, when I was at home, I was still working. I mean, all the boundaries were being, you know, messed up, if you will. Like there was no home, this is home, and then this is work. I was doing everything possible to help not only my divine doctors, but also help the patients. And I was doing everything to help everyone else. I was giving to everyone else. I was pouring into everybody else's cup that I'd forgotten about my own. And what happens when you deplete your cup? You burn out. You start running on fumes. You start gasping for air. You start feeling heavy. You start feeling like the weight of the world is on you. You start feeling like, what's the point? And that, hitting what I call rock bottom, is actually one of the most magical spaces and places to be. What? So rock bottom means you might have knocked the wind out of your sails, but it's a pivotal moment where you realize, where you get to recenter, where you refocus because all these climactic things that have happened around you, for you, have brought you here to this place where you get to see that way wasn't working because it wasn't aligned for who you are, for who you be. That way wasn't the space and place. It wasn't how. It didn't ignite your soul. It didn't cultivate in the way that you desired it to. It didn't feel good. And that you get to choose again. So in this moment, for me, I was 8.5 months pregnant. I was definitely having adrenal fatigue. I was definitely, my beautiful nervous system was wrecked in ways. I was still go, go, going. And as a projector, I'm not here to do, 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 but I was definitely trying to do, do, do. You know, there are far more generators and manifesting generators in this world than there are projectors. And I was doing everything to fit the mold, to check the box, to get the gold star, because I just wanted. And what is the real feeling of what I wanted? I could say success, I could say money, I could say to up level, I could say to help other people, because all those things are well and true. But what I really wanted was love. To be loved, to be acknowledged, to be accepted, to be heard, to be seen, to be liked. And that's the same for many of us. There's this deep yearning for something more. And so while I was pouring from my beautiful cup into everyone else, I forgot about me. I forgot how important I was. I forgot about my vision, about my purpose, about my passion, about ME. And in that moment, I had a divine review, and I remember I had checked all the boxes. I had met everything. I've exceeded every expectation. I'd taken on more. I'd elevated. I'd become the nurse of the office. I'd become the mindset person. I'd become all the things, all these roles, all these labels. And then at this review, it was amazing and well. I'd exceeded all expectations. It was a lot of praise. And I was grateful, of course, always grateful for every experience in my life. And then they offered me a quarter. A quarter! And a quarter! And in that moment, like, not that it was ever about the money for me, but in that moment, for some reason, I felt sad. I felt sad. I felt disappointed. I felt all the feelings that one would feel after they just poured everything they had into something to get raving reviews, to finally get to that podium and then not place. Right? So in that moment, a couple, like I think a week or two later, I ended up being put on bed rest, right? Because my adrenals were shot. I'm sure that had something to do with it, right? My nervous system. And I ended up having a really complicated labor and all the things. I ended up having a pulmonary embolism, bilateral pulmonary embolism. I ended up having preeclampsia. I ended up having a lot of things happen. An emergency C-section, all the things happening. Right? And I'm safe and well, and all things are good. Right? But in that moment, it felt like the whole world was falling apart. It felt like my world was collapsing. It felt like I had no control at this moment. It felt like everything was happening to me. I felt sad because I missed my patients. I missed my clients. I missed the office. I missed what was normal, or I considered normal for me. I missed all the things, and I made it mean all the things about me that I was failing, that I wasn't enough, that I was unworthy. And that's why these things were happening. That my body wasn't good enough, that it couldn't hold the baby the right way, right? I made it mean things about my womb. I made it mean things about who I was. I made it mean things about, I must have done something horrible in my past life because this is just what the, who signs up for this? If you know anything about my story. And I was doing the dance. I was stomping my feet. And I'm sharing this with you to share with you that it's okay. It was a pivotal moment. As difficult, as uncomfortable, as it felt like everything around me was falling apart. Like the tower was definitely crumbling. And I couldn't see through the fog. And that was scary because I was just living in the what is. And the only thing I had that that I was holding on to was these stories. These lies from a lizard that I had created, that I'd believed, that I'd bought into, that we all know weren't true. But in that moment, they felt really happy. They felt really real. It felt like everything was happening to me instead of for me. That I couldn't win. No matter what, I tried. And I hadn't tried everything because that's impossible to try everything at once. I haven't discovered how that happens yet, right? We're still on the journey. I'm open to the divine possibility, of course, always. But in that moment, it felt like everything was being taken from me. It felt like I had no choice and no voice, and I had no ability to control any of the situations, any of the things, from being poked every day to being on medication, which I didn't like medication. I don't take I'm very sensitive to medication, probably because I don't take any, to being bed rested, right? To having these complications, to my heart doing dances that I didn't know that it could do, to having to be induced, to being on Pitocin, to not, but I did decide no medicine. But for what reason? I ended up, because trying to control that situation and breathe through it, ended up, you know, with an emergency C-section and a bunch of complications and a bilateral pulmonary embolism, because control isn't real, right? Control is our coping mechanism, our divine lizard, the ego stepping in to try and keep us safe in the sandbox of the known, where we were, what we've believed to be true to this point, the lies from the lizard that we've bought into. And it's not real, just like Ruddy's not real. I remember before having my beautiful little ones that I was like, okay, we gotta be ready. We gotta be ready to get married. We gotta be ready to have a house. We gotta be ready to have a car. We gotta be ready to have these things. We gotta be ready to have babies. We gotta have everything ready. And what I can tell you as a mommy, as a homeowner, as a solopreneur, like many of you, as someone who was constantly waiting for Ruddy and working their way to Ruddy, like we were taught and told, that Ruddy never comes, okay? No matter how much money you've saved, no matter how much you've gotten done, no matter how many things you've bought, no matter how much, right? You think that these things, that this space, that this place is going to make you ready. Ready never comes. Tomorrow never comes if you keep putting it off. It is procrastination at its best. And yes, as someone who can accidentally tiptoe into the procrastination water, I will tell you that ready isn't real. You're never going to feel 100% ready for any adventure that is unknown outside of you. It's that knowing that you're never gonna be ready because ready isn't real. You're never gonna be perfect because perfect isn't real. Yet you're here. Yet this is. And yet you can. If you're willing to choose. So it doesn't matter how much you try to perfect it. How perfectionism is such a beautiful thing because it is like procrastination for ready. So constantly you're revising, you're editing, you're doing these things because, oh my God, I worry about what other people might say, think, the judgment, the lies from the lizard, the stories that we've told, and it keeps you here where you are. It keeps you from doing, from living, from being, from greatness that your soul already is, the person you already are, deep inside of you, because you hear the whispers, you feel the nudges, you have your moments where you allow yourself to say fluff it and just become. And by becoming, I don't mean changing what already is for you internally. You just decide that you're going to be at step Z, and you don't give a holy banana boat about going from A, B, C, D, E, F. Nope, I love A to Z. Or even A to J, right? And I realized in this moment, after defying gravity, defying the odds, being called the walking miracle, because unfortunately, the things that happen in pregnancy, as smart as I like to believe that I am, you just don't know until you know. Like all things in life, you don't know until you know. I didn't realize there were so many complications. I didn't realize these things could happen. I didn't realize that you could have blood clots in your lungs. I didn't realize that that could kill you. I didn't realize that amniotic fluid is not only important, but also deadly, right? I didn't realize these things. But I began to realize as they were happening and unfolding, and it was a divine ability and opportunity for me when it felt like the world was falling, like everything was out of my control, where I could have went into helpless, and I might have in moments, of feeling helpless and like everything was happening to me. It was a moment, a pivotal shift within me that said, you know what? There was this gentle whisper, this nudge that said, you're going to be okay. Like, this is okay. Like, baby is well and perfect. And he's beautiful. And you are amazing. And you are chosen. And you are hand-selected by God herself. And you are here with a passion and a purpose. And oh my God, look at your journey. From there, from homeless, from beaten, from abuse in all the ways, to who you are and who you get to be and who you're becoming and who you're allowing. And holy banana boats, the journey has been beautiful. And it has been some really, really, really lows to some really, really amazing highs. And I wouldn't change anything about it because it's allowed me to become who I am. It's allowed me to be more compassionate, more loving, more understanding, more filled with fire, more able to show the world that no matter where you come from, no matter where you start, no matter where you begin, no matter where you are right now, that you are possible, that nothing outside of you gets to define you, that the noise around us every day, all day long, doesn't get to set the pace or tone, doesn't get to choose, that you at any second of every second of every day, get another opportunity to go within, to reflect, to remember, hand over your heart, who you are, what you came here for, how special you are. Because you are one divine, unique piece of the huge cosmic puzzle of life that no one else can fill. And that you're already creating a legacy. It's already written in your stars that you get all the things you've ever desired and more. It's already there. And knowing that, and knowing that you're on your way, and knowing that you are that special, that unique, can, will you allow yourself to let go? To let go of the shame, of the blame, of the embarrassment, of the guilt, of the stories, of your past, of 5 seconds ago, 5 minutes ago, 5 hours, 500 days. Will you let it go? Will you allow yourself to shed what no longer serves you, nor did it ever? But realize that you're grateful for the experience, you're grateful for the choices of your past, you're grateful because it's led you here to the space and place of where you are now. A beacon of hope, a beacon of light. The soul glow looks good on you. And while it may not be where you desire to be yet. Not fully and completely. You know you're on your way. You know. By the energy, by the cosmos, by the divine design that is you, that nothing is going to stop you. It may slow down your pace. You may get caught up in a moment. But the moment that you, like for me, that was a groundbreaking, and there's several in my life, and there are several in yours. That was a groundbreaking opportunity where I literally felt at my lowest, like everything was out of my control. So I had the choice to go within. I had that choice to see it through the eyes of love and compassion and understanding, because the lens in which you view the world, we call perception, is everything. It is everything. The lens in which you allow yourself to interpret your life, your world, what is happening inside and outside of you, is everything. So back to our divine garbage bin. Are you, would you, and it's okay if for a moment in the beginning of our conversation, you would have, let that wreck your day, wreck your week, wreck your nervous system? Or what if you realized what is, and that it's all okay, that it's figure outable? I'll tell you what I did. So what did I do? I loaded up our trash bags in the back of our divine SUV, and I allowed myself to go and find a dumpster bin, one of those big ones that opens a sliding door, right? And I stuck the garbage sacks in the bin. Done. Washed my hands of it. Was grateful for the dumpster bin. Was grateful for the opportunity to figure it out. Because if ever happens again, I know the answer. If ever happens again, I know how to lead others through it, because I led myself. So I did the thing, I did the dance, and it took me all of 5 minutes, maybe 20, like if you include traffic and all the things, right, and drive time. But it took me a matter of moments to clear up the space and place for my new recyclables and all the things. So it wasn't worth the energetic drain, the frustration, and all the things that once upon a time I may have given it, right? And what if the guy who's driving this divine dumpster truck, I'm not even sure if that's what they're called, but we're going with it, right? What if, even though he picked up everybody else's, for one moment he saw a bird on the road, he just lost a loved one, and he was asking Gus, God, the universe, spirit, for a sign. And he saw this beautiful red bird, a cardinal, a male, because they're the pretty ones. And he took a breath in, and while he's picking up these other bins, he focused on that bird because in a tear in his eye, because it reminded him that Gus is there, that he's being heard, that his loved one is with him, that it's gonna be okay. That it's all working out for him, that he's supported, that he is love and loved. And if for that one moment of missing your bin, not intentionally, but because his focus was on this beautiful bird, this answer that he had been seeking, that it made him feel motivated, it made him feel as he could keep going. It reminded him of who he was. It allowed himself to become. What if missing your divine trash disposable, the bin, allowed somebody else hope, grace, love? What if you saw things through the eyes of compassion, understanding? Maybe They miss your bin just because. Magic was happening on the other side. Maybe missing your bin was not only a cosmic lesson for you to see how you would behave or allow it to affect you and your energy. Maybe missing your bin was the miracle for someone else. What if you got behind that? What if? Miracles unfold every day in every way for you. There are also opportunities for growth, for understanding, for compassion, for love. For you allowing yourself to be, to believe. What if it's also a divine ripple effect? What if I already know that it's a ripple effect? That it's part of the legacy that you're co-creating, that you show the world? What's possible through you, through your journey? The people are living through you, your stories, your journey. If they're able to connect, to remember who they are, what they are, what they're here for, what their soul craves, and that by you being you, you fearlessly remind them that they can too. And whatever aspect it is for them, whether it's through allowing themselves to be seen, allowing themselves to be heard, allowing themselves to believe that they're loved, that they are loved, that they are beautiful as they are, whether it's just seeing that there is more love and hope and compassion and understanding in the world than they believed a day before, maybe it's through seeing that no matter where they currently are, the X, Y, Z are all possible, and that you don't have to work your way up. You get to jump from A to Z when you decide, when you move your needle, when you lay down the perimeters of your life, and you get to choose again every second of every day. You get to pivot, you get to elevate. But what if you just decided now that you already are enough? You always were, but you already are magical, miraculous, amazing, smart. That you already smell good. That you already are a best-selling author. That you already are an amazing coach. That you already are this beautiful soulmate. That you already are a passionate lover. That you already are fit, that you already are whole and complete as you are today, that you already have the wisdom, the knowledge, the love, the understanding, that you already have the confidence, the ability, the tools to allow yourself to just be right now the divine person, the divine energy, the divine desired belief. So for you, if you've been waiting for ready for yourself to get here to have this first, and you've been shaming and blaming and beating yourself up because those stories can feel heavy, I know. I too live them every day. I too shred them like the box. But what if you just decided right here and now that you're already enough to write that book? You're already good enough to be published. You're already good enough to be seen. You're already good enough to be heard. You're already good enough to start your podcast. You're already good enough, more than enough, to be on that newspaper, to be in that article. You're already more than enough to sell your goods, to trademark your company, to live the life that your soul desires, whether it's from here to the ocean. You're already there. You're already her. And becoming her is just you being willing to let go of these beliefs that we once believed, that we once bought into, that we inherited sometimes, that we allowed to be in our energy, in our aura. What if you just let that go? That old past version of you
The old voice saying, see, I told you so. See, you gotta do this, and then this, and then this, and then this, and then you can have this, right?
What if you just let that go? Because it never fit in the first place? What if you just let go the idea that you desire? What if you just let go the idea that you have to fit some mold to be this person? And you just decided now that you're already her, and that you're not here to fit a mold, that you're not some ice cube in a tray. You're here to pave the way, to defy gravity. You're a unique puzzle piece, and while there may be similar ones, and while they may look, you know, like they could fit without force and pressure, and it's still not fit, there's no way. Nobody can be who you are internally. Nobody's going to say it the way that you say it. Nobody's going to speak the language that you speak in the way that you speak it. Nobody's going to have the energetic presence as similar as that may be. Of course it's similar. Of course they're like-minded souls. But nobody's going to do it. Nobody's going to think it. Nobody's going to say it. Nobody's going to spell it. Nobody's going to be it the way that you are. Nobody's going to embody it. So there's more than enough, and you are important. You are hand-selected to be here. One in 300 bazillion souls. And you are that one. The diamond in the rough. And you're polishing your diamond every day. You get shinier every day. More confident every day. More beliefs every day. So why not here and now? Deep breath. Hand over your heart, eyes closed, unless you're driving, please don't, just listen. Hand over your heart, you just say to yourself, holy banana boats, look how far I've come. Oh my God, the mountains that I've climbed, the impossible situations I believed were impossible. Woo, the divine spaces and places that I've allowed myself to go to experience, how I've always found a way. I've always figured it out. Even when it felt hard, I've defied gravity. The fact that I'm here now, I'm defying gravity and I get to choose again. And I don't have to work my way up and I don't have to be ready and I don't have to be perfect and I don't have to perfect it. Because by just being me is more than enough. And every day in every way it gets better. And every day in every way it gets brighter. And every day in every way it gets juicier. And every day in every way I elevate higher. And you allow yourself to believe here and now. You can choose again. You can pivot. You can go to Z here. And now, by embodying you, this truth, this knowing that you are magic, you are miraculous, that you are exactly what the world needs, that you're already more than you know, that you're already more powerful than you know. You got more power in your pinky toes than you're currently allowing yourself to use. And you know, because you've always known, you've always had the hint, the nudge within you, you're here for greatness, that you are greatness. You are cosmic dust in a divine smexy skin suit here to live your life, to co-create a life beyond your wildest dreams, to make an impact. And it's a legacy that you're already creating by just being you and defying the odds and defying gravity is more than enough. And it doesn't matter if you misspelled a word, and it doesn't matter if you tripped over anything, and it doesn't matter what the scale says, and it doesn't matter how your clothes fit, and it doesn't matter what he, she, they had to say, because you know they're gonna say it. No matter what, whether you do the thing or you don't, you're going to be judged.
You're judged right here and right now. Me too. Whether you do it or you don't. And you're not going to connect with everybody. And you're not going to be liked by everybody, unfortunately. One of the things I had to learn. It was really hard. Because I just wanted to be loved. I just wanted to be it for everyone. But what I realized is that everybody's not my cup of tea. And you're not everybody's cup of tea. And while you get to be loving, and you get to be compassionate, you get to be understanding, you get to be who you are, that doesn't mean you bend over backwards. It doesn't mean you're the doormat for other people to wipe their shitty feet. It doesn't mean anything about you. It doesn't define you. Because you know that those that are meant for you, you know that those that are hearing this message that are lit up like a Christmas tree internally, that they're going to find their way to you, that they are going to recalibrate, that you are changing lives by just being you. You never know how your energy, your words, your love, your passion, your purpose, your journey impacts the world around you. And you're here. And you know it. To change the world. To change your life. To lead you. Because by leading you, you lead her. When you walk through the fires, you can show other people the shortcut, the way to elevate. You can hold the space and place for them, their discomfort, for their fear, for their worry. And you can show them how to transmute it. And you can show them how to collapse that space and time continuum. You can hold their hand as they walk through it. You can stand on the other side of it and remind them of how possible they already are. The fact that you've made it here to today with all the odds against you is proof that you're bulletproof. Energetically, that you are a cosmic being, that you are, and that the people, your people, are here. They're drawn to you. They're waiting for you. You're always where, no matter where you are in your life, somebody else is looking up to you. Somebody else is desiring where you are currently, believe it or not. And that's hard to believe for many of us, but it's true. I've been to the bottom. I've been to that homeless place where I just desired a warm shelter, where I just desired a warm meal, where I just desired a nice bath, where I just desired the safety and comfort. So I can tell you, without a doubt, that there are people desiring where you are, what you have now. And then if you're willing to let go, if you're willing to recalibrate, if you're willing to surrender to the knowing that you don't know it all, you're never going to know it all, that you're forever learning, that you're forever a student of life, that you're forever on this climb, this divine spiral staircase, that you're forever elevating, that there is no finish line, that there is no rush, that you set the tone, you set the pace, that you don't have to work your way up, that you don't have to anything, that you get to, and you lead your life with through the lenses, the rose-colored lenses of love, of gratitude, of understanding, of compassion, not only for others, but you. You allow yourself to see life, to perceive life, to live life differently. You allow yourself to choose again. You giggle when things happen for you. You don't allow it to take you out, to wipe you off the platform of unfluffable inner peace. You allow yourself to say, it's figure outable. I'll choose again. You allow yourself to interpret differently. You allow yourself to respond differently. You allow yourself to realize you're the hero of your own story. You're the Minnie Mouse on that coloring book page, and you get to choose to color outside the lines. You get to choose What will be, what gets to be, for you. And it all can start here and now. By going within, by seeing, by congratulating, by celebrating who you are now, how far you've already come, and deciding. As you surrender, what gets to be? So taking ownership, realizing you're here now because of choices and decisions that we've made, and that's okay. But you get to pivot, you get to elevate, you get to quantum leap. You get to collapse the space-time continuum here and now by choosing again, by choosing to let go of these stories, to unlearn them, because that's part of our journey here, is unlearning the things that we have learned. It's unlearning some things that we've inherited that we never really believed, that never really were meant for us, that never really were true. It wasn't true that I needed to do this, that I needed to get this high school diploma, that I needed to get this college degree, that I needed to get this certification, that I needed to do this, and that I needed to do that. I'm grateful because it was all validation and proof from me, from myself. And it was also this theory of me proving them wrong. Those people that said I'd never be anything, that I wasn't smart enough, that I wasn't the prettiest one in the room. So asking yourself, what are these stories that I'm telling myself as you notice them? And are they true? And what I do to shift it really fast is I ask myself, I call myself out. I say, is it true? Is it true that that divine garbage can not being picked up this week, is it true that that is going to destroy my whole week? Is it true that I'm going to have to like do this and this and this? Is it true that it's wrecked my nervous? Is it true? And all the beliefs around it, that I'm invisible? Is it true that I'm forgotten again? Is it true that I'm not seen? Is it true that I'm not cared about? Is it true that I'm always left out? Is it true? And then you ask yourself, if it's not true, which it's not, let me give you the answer. Nope, it's not. And if it feels true, that's okay. I want you to give yourself three reasons why it's not true. It's not true because it's just a garbage bin. Because it's always figure outable. It's not true because, you know, there may be miracles happening on the other side. That focus on that beautiful bird and how it changed his life. How it helped him remember who he was. Helped him decide again. How it shifted him. How it gave him momentum. The passion. The understanding. For him to feel not alone, loved, seen, supported. Yeah, it's not true. It's just a divine, beautiful thing that happens. And I get to figure it out. And if you start to realize that the problems really aren't the problems, that they're opportunities for you to choose again, for you to learn, for you to grow. So when you see the word problems in your life, when you say the word problems, I want you to start to see it as an opportunity. Because what if it's just an opportunity for you to have fun? An opportunity for you to figure something else out. An opportunity for growth. An opportunity for you, and I love a challenge, to color outside the lines. To embody more. To become more. Because isn't that what we're here for? Playing this game of life? Allowing yourself to get the full experience, to be in the adventure. And if it feels heavy and if it feels true right now, I want you to tell yourself three reasons you know it to be true. And what you're going to discover, hint, hint, wink, wink, is that it's not true. It never was true. And it doesn't matter how long you've held the belief. It doesn't matter that you've bought into this false belief. It's okay. We all do. That lizard is tricky. And it's easy to inherit beliefs from those that we love.
that we support, that we're in close connection with. This is why your environment matters. Who you surround yourself with matters, I've learned. Because it's easy for us to inherit, to bite into the belief system of other beings, right? And that's okay. So make sure you're supporting yourself, that you have boundaries, that you're setting the parameters for your life. And we'll talk more about that in another episode. But I want you to see that you are not what other people think. You are not these stories, these lies that we tell ourselves. You are worthy, capable, more than enough now. Perfectly imperfect is always the way. It's inspirational. Whenever I make a typo in a post and in my book, I didn't fix it. I was like, yeah. Like, of course, that little perfectionist, like, gold star being within me wanted to come out and be like, oh my God, make sure every word is perfect. Make sure everything is correlated. Make sure everything is lined up. Make sure everything is spelled right. But I have my own language. I love to write. And yes, I can be all proper if I wanted to, but that takes the joy, the fun out of it for me. I love who I am. I'm a beautiful weirdo. Spiritual mentor. I love the intention behind language. I love that I'm colorful with my words. I love that I'm different and unique. I love that I have my own lingo. I love that I see my clients acclimate to words and phrases and things, and it is beautiful because language is love, and all of us speak it. And we may use different dialects, we may have different words, and may have different ways, but it's beautiful. We all speak it, and it's all meaningful, impactful. It all shifts us. It all is. And so if you can see that your words, your intentions, your dreams, who you are deeply impactful, meaningful, worthy, enough that it doesn't matter if you have a typo. Typo shows others that you're human. And being human is a cool thing, right? It allows other people to say, hey, if she can do it and leave a typo in there and it still do this, and oh my God, I can too. If she can have her own language and people are still drawn to her and they pay her big bucks and they do this thing and blah, 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 and they get these shifts, then oh my God, I can too. It's about the feeling, the knowing, the belief, the embodiment of the divine little whisper within you that will get louder the more you allow yourself to listen, the more you allow yourself to do the work, the more you allow yourself to shed the shits of glitter, to shed the layers of glitter that you've covered it up with, the more you allow yourself to just be raw, real, authentic to you, your voice, your vision. And we're all forever learning how to be more of that. We're all forever learning how to attune more to our truest, highest, most impactful, loving self. So if you can just be gentle with you and give yourself the grace that you give others, the compassion, love, and understanding that you pour for others, watch the miracles unfold. Watch how quickly you elevate. Watch how quickly you shift. Watch how quickly you collapse that divine time. Watch as you allow your world, as you choose now to be fearless, free, because you're already free if you decide to be. You're already there. You're already on your way. You're already pivoting. And you, my beautiful loved one, you, my beautiful soul, get to choose where that will be. And let me know if you love this, what you got from this. Let me know, as I love to hear from you. I'm also opening up my divine mastermind. If you are feeling the urge, the nudge, if you're ready to be supported, to be held, to walk hand in hand, if you're ready to allow yourself to say fluff it, to flip the switch, to remember who you are,
and what you came here for if you're ready to co-create a life beyond your dreams. Through the divine and limitless possibility already inside of you. If you're ready to ignite the fire, your truth to hone in on your message. If you're ready to reignite the fire that already burns inside of you. If you're ready to allow yourself to walk to the edge, to leap and trust that the net will appear. You're ready to be more confident. You're ready to allow yourself to be seen and heard in different facets of your being, then this is soul for you. It's time to defy gravity.
Desire the deeds, want to join, make sure you DM me or find me on social media. Make sure you comment below. Did this episode excite you? Were you feeling it? Did it ignite your core? Let me know your takeaways. Let me know your questions. Let me know your thoughts, because I'd love to hear from you. As always, sending you all the love. Thank you for listening and subscribing, and we'll see you soon.